Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Change is coming to New England's largest newspaper, the Boston Globe. The paper's new owner, John Henry, who also owns the Boston Red Sox, announced this morning that he plans to create a new COO position at the paper. And then this afternoon, the Globe announced that its publisher, Christopher Mayer, is stepping down. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was at the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce meeting where the normally reclusive John Henry shared some of his plans for the paper.
Billionaire investor John Henry bought the Boston Globe 5 months ago, and today, at a breakfast speech before the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, he described his vision of the paper in the near future.
We'll be more than a newspaper. We'll be Boston.com. We'll create a Boston Globe television network. We'll be a tech company. We'll be a news media organization on every platform, mobile, stationary. Hell, we'll be broadcasting from drones.
Laugh, but John Henry might not be joking. As his competitors have learned, you underestimate him at your own peril. After all, he bought the Boston Red Sox in 2001, promising to break the curse, and he delivered World Series championships in 2004, 2007, and unexpectedly this year. Yes, the 2012 season was a disaster. The team finished last in its division. But Henry has deep pockets. And he told the Chamber of Commerce he has an abiding belief in the value of hard work, smart oversight, and luck. And this season, with a couple of $1 million in new players, changes in dugout management, and good fortune, the Sox won the series. So while the Boston Globe, like many other newspapers, has been hemorrhaging subscribers, advertisers, and revenue, and is fighting for its life, John Henry says the odds mean nothing.
Whether you're talking about newspapers or baseball, the predictions are, in my mind, for the most part, worthless. How can the largest newspaper in New England not be worth supporting, worth buying, worth advertising and strengthening? If the Globe isn't the voice of the community, it has to become it.
Henry would not disclose all of his plans or provide details on what a Globe TV network might look like, but later in the day, the publisher of the paper, Christopher Mayer, announced he was stepping down. And Henry says he's considering creating a new COO position. And to add to the bottom line, he's beefing up the paper's journalism. Yesterday, the Globe hired veteran Vatican correspondent John Allen. And today, it launched a new program to give subscribers vouchers, which they can donate to the charities of their choice to be used by the nonprofits to advertise in the paper.
We're going to be aggressively relevant. We're going to concentrate on what we're good at, and we're going to dispense with things that we aren't that good at.
One of the things that might go is the Globe's headquarters on Morrissey Boulevard. After his address to the chamber, Henry raised the possibility that soon there could be a headline in the Globe that reads, "We're out of here."
We could move at some point. We don't need a building of that size, so it's quite possible that we'll look to have a transaction there at some point.
But if Henry has his way, the Globe won't be moving far. Already, thanks to digital distribution, the paper has more readers than ever. The Boston Globe, in its mobile, multimedia incarnation, is just a click away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.